हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातम् जगत् सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। प्राणं देवा अनुप्राणन्ति मनुष्याः पशवश्च ये प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यते सर्वमेव त आयुर्यन्ति ये प्राणं ब्रह्मोपासते प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यत इति तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य तस्माद्वायेतस्मात् प्राणमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मा मनोमयः तेनैष पूर्णः स वा एष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः तस्य यजुरेव शिरः ऋग्दक्षिणः पक्षः सामोत्तरः पक्षः आदेश आत्मा अथर्वाङ्गिरसः पुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। यतो वाचो निवर्तन्ते अप्राप्य मनसा सह आनन्दम् ब्रह्मणो विद्वान् न बिभेति कदाचनेति तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य तस्माद्वायेतस्मान्मनोमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मा विज्ञानमयः तेनैष पूर्णः स वा एष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः तस्य श्रद्धैव शिरः ऋतम् दक्षिणः पक्षः सत्यमुत्तरः पक्षः योग आत्मा महः पुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। वाट् इस् दट् वि रियली नीड् टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् रिमेम्बर् फ्रम् दिस् teaching of what manomaya is. Of course, initially, our identity is with manomaya, manaha, mind. So when we have analyzed the annamaya and pranamaya, though initially mistaken to be the atmas, later on they are negated as kosha, anatma. Annamaya and Pranamaya being seen as kosha means what? Being seen as anatma. Once you say understand anatma, now what it means is that They do not exist independently. So they are mithya, they are non-substantial namarupas only. So their identity shifted from the preceding atma, preceding one to the following one. That is how we have come to this manomaya now. And this manomaya is presented differently here. You making use of this opportunity, Upanishad says manomaya. Individual mind is non-separate from samashti manaha. And so when you look at samashti manaha as Ishvara, Hiranyagarbheshwara, and here all the limbs of manomaya are nothing but Vedas. What it means is, so Yajusam Atharvana Vedas with their Brahmana portion, the whole all Vedas are in the form of the limbs of this Manomaya Ishvara, the Mana, Hiranyagarbheshwara, Samashti Manaha. By presenting this, Vedas as the limbs of Manomaya, what Upanishad wants us to understand is that Veda mantras, what is main teaching here is, all the Veda mantras remain only in the form of thoughts. Veda mantras are always of the thought forms only. From the beginning, they are thought forms only. Only when they are taught, when they are expressed, they are expressed in of words, and the mantras remain in the form of words only until they reach the mind of the student who is listening. Again, they remain in the form of mantras, thoughts only. Now, of these two forms, whether Veda mantras are in Veda mantras are thought forms or word forms, if you ask, definitely primarily they are of the thought forms. Of course, they are in the form of words also, only we can take them as secondary meaning of the mantras. What is the form of the mantra? Mantra is the form of a thought. What is Shabdarupam? Of course, mantras are also in Shabdarupam when they are revealed, when they are expressed, when they are taught, when they are chanted orally. Again, between these twofold japa, see, japaha itself means repeated utterance is japaha. So when mantras are repeatedly uttered, then there also the oral repetition of mantraha, vachikam japaha, vachikaha japaha, is considered to be of inferior when compared to the manasa japaha. Manasika japaha or manasaha japaha is always superior. It is more effective, much more effective. This is another point. And because they're always in the form of thoughts, right from the beginning, they're always in the form of thoughts, the Veda mantras have no beginning, no end. Which means, when they are not manifest in the form of thoughts, they remain unmanifest, undifferentiated as Ishvara Shakti. They are in the form of Ishvara Shakti. When they become manifested, they are in the form of thoughts. The thoughts of the Acharya, thoughts of the student. They always have thoughts only. Again, when everything becomes unmanifest also, Veda mantras, which are always alive, become again unmanifest along the Samashti Prapancha and remain as Ishvara Shakti as Ishvara. That is why Vedas also are perennially eternal. So the timeless, why we say repeatedly Vedas are timeless Shastram, because all Vedas constitute timeless Shastram because they are always in the form of thoughts. They are only in the form of mantra words only when they are chanted orally when they're taught to the student, then the form of words. This is the main teaching. Okay. We understand the Vedas. This is how we understand Vedas simultaneously. Now, we were seeing yesterday, and then there's one doubt is presented by the Purapakshi here. Why can't we say Veda mantras can be in the form of sounds? And then when the teacher is teaching the mantras, which are in the form of words, and the words are heard, retained, and they are repeated. No, it is not. It is not shabda rupasya avrittihi. It's always vritti rupasya avrittihi. Definitely, that is not. See, you hear the word from the teacher. One doubt was there. What is the doubt? The Veda mantras are in the form of shabdaha, words. And the teacher is teaching the words. The student is listening to the words. And he he grasps the words from the teacher, retains them, and it is in his memory. Then later on, he can repeat those words which have been heard from the teacher and then remembered, he kept in memory, which are repeated. So it is not smriti. So the repetition of Veda mantras is not smriti. It is not repetition of the mantras kept in the smriti, kept in memory, but it is the form of thoughts only. A slight difference. Even if a person memorizes the mantras, even if you memorize the mantras and keep it in my mind also, the mantras which are in the form of thoughts, transferred through words, received in the form of words, retained in the form of thoughts again, they are only repeated. What is memorized also, what is received in the form of thoughts first, then they kept in memory. Originally, mantras are always in the form of thoughts. Okay? If it is not very clear, don't worry. We'll make it clear again. Important. This is all about the Manomaya Kosha. Okay. Now, the idea is, Upanishad's aim is to help us understand what our mind, okay, what we say is our in the individual mind also. This mind also is what now? Nothing but thoughts. What is to be understood here? The mind is nothing but, mind is constituted of thought forms. Vritti parinamaha. So what? The vrittis are also, the manomayaha also, being non-different from, non-separate from the samashti manaha, Hiranyagarbha, is also a product. Because, as I explained already, being a product, it is mithya. Being mithya, it is non-substantial. Therefore, it is not. It's only anatma. Therefore, the one's identity has been shifted from anatma, manaha to another. What is interior to the manaha, mind. And what is interior means what? What is subtler is vijnanamayaha. So before we go there, we have to see this portion. We have to know certain things here. Estes, we read the mantra, isn't it? Yato vacho nivartante apraapyamanasasaha anandam brahmano vidvan nabibheti kadachaneti tasyesha eva sharira atma yav purvasya. Okay. So here, what is the meaning? This is the Rig mantra regarding the Manomaya Atma. The mind which is taken to be the self, the mind which is identified as oneself. And here, we have to know certain things about it. Shankara Bhagavatpada thoughtfully comments upon the Rig mantras. Of course, he presents his commentary on every word of the Upanishad. But when these words come, sometimes when the mantras are repeated, he doesn't comment on them. Because they know we have to know the meaning of the given sentence is like the meaning of the sentence which was given before, he says. But here, on this Rig Mantra, which describes the Manomaya, okay, is not commented upon by Shankara Bhagavatpada. He just leaves them. But instead of commenting upon this mantra here, he comments upon this mantra in the 9th Anuvaka. Why he comments upon the 9th Anuvaka? Because that Anuvaka, the 9th Anuvaka mantra and these mantras almost the same. There's not much difference. These words come again. But sometimes acharyas feel that he could have commented on these mantras instead of commenting on those mantras. But anyway, Shankara Bhagavatpada, Mahatma, that's how he comments. That's how he presents his commentary. That was okay. But here, we say, it sounds like the words presented here sound like the words which describe Nirguna Brahma Paramatma. Nirguna Brahma. Absolute, it looks like these words sound as though they're describing the nature of the absolute reality, Param Brahma. Because still, they can be interpreted as the meanings, as the words describing or revealing the nature of the reality. But we do not take it. But because these words come as description of Manomaya Atma, we take them, these words as the meanings, the words describing nature of Hiranyagarbha. Sagunam Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, not Nirgunam Brahma, Param Brahma. And because the Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary is not available on these words, we only have, of course, the other meanings given by other acharyas, many other commentators, many other acharyas. So they interpret also. Anyway, even though there's a certain degree of controversy is there, still all of them uniformly accept because Shankara Bhagavatpada did not comment on these mantras. They know, you know, Manomaya, of course, is Anatma only. Because Upanishad herself presents this Manomaya as Anatma. So there's no need to have any controversy about it. Okay. So what is the meaning? If we take these words, because words, reality, the words are always capable of describing things. But they can describe things which, the objects which have attributes. Attributeless things cannot be described. Even the mind also can conceive only objects, isn't it? But here, we say, Vachaha nivartante aprapya manasasaha. See, Hiranyagarbha samashti manamsi is not just only one. The samashti pranas is Hiranyagarbha, samashti mind is Hiranyagarbha, samashti vijnanam, samashti buddhi is Hiranyagarbha, cosmic intellect, cosmic mind, cosmic prana, isn't it? The totality of pranas, totality of mind, totality of intellect is Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is Ishvara. Okay? Therefore, it's vast. Therefore, always it's very difficult for a tiny mind which is part of the samashti to comprehend the whole, to visualize the whole. Individual mind, Pujya Swamiji used to say beautifully, individual mind can never dwell upon Ishvara, the total. How can individual mind visualize or meditate upon, dwell upon the total, which is part of the total? It's impossible. Because the total is incomprehensible for the individual mind, vyashti. Vyashti cannot visualize, comprehend the samashti. That is why, in order to visualize or dwell upon the samashti, the total, we always have symbols. I want to emphasize this fact because you must know, you must be able to tell others, who criticize, okay, because we are idol worshippers. No, the murtis that we worship, the forms we have, countless number of forms, every form is we worship, everything worship, mountain is worshipped, water is worshipped, river is worshipped, trees are worshipped, all forms are worshipped, all animals are worshipped, everything is object of worship, anything can become an altar for us, altar symbolizing the total. That is the reason we have murtis in our tradition. The murti worship came later on because in, of course, in Vedic period we have natural phenomena as altars. So that is why the Vedic form of worship is not contradicted by present days, the forms of worship. The spirit behind worship, isn't it? The form of worship is different, but spirit behind the form of worship is one and the same. There is no contradiction. Okay, this one point I want to mention. Then now we understand that because it is not comprehensible, so we have to take that way. We should take the meanings of these words as the words describing Hiranyagarbha only. So it seems the words try to describe Hiranyagarbha, they fail in their effort. And also, mind also tries to conceive the samashti manaha, then there also individual mind fails in conceiving or visualizing even the samashti manaha. And then the person who, the upasakaha here, who meditates upon Hiranyagarbha as ananda, okay? Hiranyagarbha also is of the nature of anandaha, but how relatively Hiranyagarbha is the nature of ananda. Absolutely is what? Only Param Brahma. Therefore, Anandam, the one who meditates upon Hiranyagarbha as Ananda, that person, as a result of visualizing, meditating upon Hiranyagarbha as Ananda Swarupaha, he attains relative freedom. I mean, it is possible for one to Hiranyagarbha Upasana Palam has been already mentioned. Whoever practices Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, any Hiranyagarbha Upasanam prescribed in the Shastram, definitely with strictly, seriously as instructed, that person after the fall of the body will be able to travel through Shukla Gati and go to Brahmalok. Okay, so one can have apekshika moksha, relative freedom, or one can attain krama mukti. This we already know. So Shankar Bhagavatpada does not comment on these mantras, this particular portion which talk about the Manomayatma, the Rig Mantra. This is the meaning we have to take from other commentators. So that's why it said, Kadachana Nabibheti. This is the benefit of Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. See, Hiranyagarbha as a Samashti Manaha. And for this, Kadachana Nabibheti, he becomes free from fear relatively, which means he can have temporary freedom or he can attain even Kramamuktihi. That's the idea. Tasya Eshaha Eva Shariraha Atma. And now he slowly introduces the next level of experience. What the next level of experience? Vijnanamayaha. Okay. Now we understand Manomaya also is understood. Now the Samashti samashtimanomayaha has to be resolved in samashti vijnanamayaha. So there's vijnanamayaha, and for which there's a corresponding total, vijnanamaya, samashti vijnanamayaha, which is samashti vijnanam, samashti buddhi is again Hiranyagarbha only. Okay. So tasya yeshaha eva shariraha atma yaha purvasya. Do you understand? Now yeshaha, now the yeshaha, I mean, what are this manomayaha, which was mistaken to be the atma, now which is understood to be anatma, which as kosha, this manomaya is like a kosha. Okay. Eshaha eva shariraha. Manomaya, which is in the body, is the kosha. Yaha purvasya. So this is manomaya is the atma obtaining in this body of the previous one, pranamaya. So manomaya is the atma interior to the pranamaya. That's what we understood. So we go to the next sentence. So pranamaya is like the kosha. Now manomaya is the atma, which is interior to the pranamaya. Now before we go to the vijnanamaya, so Shankara Gopada, there's only two sentences. Let us read the bhashyam first.
Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha ityadi.
He simply mentions
yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha anandam brahmano vidvan nabibheti kadachaneti.
Until then, manasa saha ityadi. Okay, he says, he leaves. There's no commentary on these mantras by Shankaracharya in this section.
Tasya purvasya pranamayasya yeshaha eva atma shariraha.
Tasya purvasya pranamayasya. Tasya purvasya means pranamayasya. Of that, the pranamaya, which is available for experience at the second level, is the pranam of the pranamaya. Eshaha eva shariraha. Sharire pranamaye bhavaha. So manomayah obtains within the pranamaya. Pranamaya is the kosha, the body, within which now this manomayah is there. Pranamaye bhavaha shariraha. Sharire bhavaha shariraha, which you all know very well. This word shariraha, shariraha, will be repeated. Initially, pranamaya was shariraha from the standpoint of annamayaha. Now, the standpoint of manomayaha is shariraha.
Kaha shariraha manomayaha.
So manomayaha is shariraha, that which obtains in the body in the form of pranamaya. Annamaya is the shariram, pranamaya is the shariraha. Pranamaya is the shariram, manomaya is the shariraha. Understand? You say shariram, it negates as kosha. Shariraha, it is taken as the atma. Shariram, shariraha. Got it? Okay. Now we enter into the next mantra. Here, vijnanamaya is introduced.
Tasmadva etasma anmanomayat. Tasmadva etasma anmanomayat. అన్యోంతర ఆత్మా విజ్ఞానమయః అన్యోంతర ఆత్మా విజ్ఞానమయః తేనైష పూర్ణః సవాయేష పురుష విధ ఏవ తస్య పురుష విధతాం అన్వయం పురుష విధః తస్య శ్రద్ధైవ శిరః ఋతం దక్షిణః పక్షః సత్యముత్తరః పక్షః యోగ ఆత్మా మహఃపుచ్ఛం ప్రతిష్ఠా తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి తస్మాద్వాయేతస్మాన్ మనోమయాత్ అన్యోంతర ఆత్మా విజ్ఞానమయః తేనైష పూర్ణః సవాయేష పురుష విధ ఏవ తస్య పురుష విధతాం అన్వయం పురుష విధః తస్య శ్రద్ధైవ శిరః తస్య శ్రద్ధైవ శిరః ఋతం దక్షిణః పక్షః ఋతం దక్షిణః పక్షః సత్యముత్తరః పక్షః సత్యముత్తరః పక్షః యోగ ఆత్మా యోగ ఆత్మా మహఃపుచ్ఛం ప్రతిష్ఠా మహఃపుచ్ఛం ప్రతిష్ఠా తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి సెరిబ్రల్ పాలటల్ నౌ సిబిలెన్స్ కమ్ టుగెదర్ తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి లెట్స్ సీ ది లిటరల్ మీనింగ్ ఫస్ట్ దెన్ ఐ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ తస్మాత్ ఏతస్మాత్ మనోమయాత్ యు సీ దట్ తస్మాత్ ఏతస్మాత్ మనోమయాత్ వా ఇస్ వై సంధి రూల్ బికమ్స్ వా బికమ్స్ వై తస్మాత్ ఏతస్మాత్ మనోమయాత్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ మనోమయ విచ్ ఇస్ బీంగ్ డిస్కస్డ్ విచ్ హెస్ బీన్ డిస్కస్డ్ నౌ అన్యః ఇండీడ్ అన్యః అంతరః విజ్ఞానమయః దర్ ఈస్ అనదర్ లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అవైలబుల్ అండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇంటీరియర్ టు దిస్ మనోమయః అనదర్ లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అవైలబుల్ యాజ్ అన్ ఇంటీరియర్ టు దిస్ మనోమయ అన్యః అంతరః విజ్ఞానమయః ఆత్మా అస్తి మనోమయస్య అంతరః అన్యః విజ్ఞానమయః ఆత్మా అస్తి దేర్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ విచ్ ఇంటీరియర్ టు దిస్ మనోమయ ఇస్ ఆల్సో అవైలబుల్ ఫర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ as the next level at the next level okay tena yeshah purnah bhavati yeshah this manomayah koshah which was mistaken to be atma now which is understood to be the kosha is the okay this manomaya now is filled by that vijnanamayah is filled by that which is available for experience obtaining interior to the manomaya tena yeshah purnah tena means what vijnanamayena yeshah this manomayah purnah vijnanamayena manomayah purnah so manomaya now is the body shariram is koshah like the kosha koshavat koshah and which is filled by vijnanamayah because which is interior to the manomaya other than the manomaya anyah antarah
and saha yeshaha vai purusha vidaha eva. Of course, the vijnanamaya also, though formless, vijnanamaya being intellect, intellect with subtle, associated with subtle six, the five powers, subtle powers of knowledge, six of them together constitute vijnanamaya. We are now understanding the intellect, intellectual aspect of the antahkaranam. Therefore, purusha, the formless, vijnanamaya of course is formless. Therefore, it is said, putasya eshaha yeshaha vai purusha vidaha eva. Vijnanamaya also is imagined to be having the form of the human body, in keeping with the form of the manomaya. Tasya purusha vidhatam anu ayam purusha vidaha. This vijnanamaya is also imagined to be having the form of the human body, in keeping with the form of the preceding one. Human form of the preceding one. Tasya purusha vidhatam anu ayam purusha vidaha. Okay, once you imagine the intellect, the vijnanamaya, to be having the form of a human body, then you have to imagine what is the head of vijnanamaya, what are the limbs of vijnanamaya, what the tail of the vijnanamaya. Again, it's a bird imagery also is there. Therefore, we are going to see that now. Tasya shaddhai vashiraha vriddhi sandhi. Shaddhai vashiraha shaddha eva shiraha. Shaddha eva shiraha. A beautiful commentary on these words. We are going to see that. Shaddha eva shiraha. So unflinching faith. Okay. Otherwise it will be shaddha. The shaddha is something beautifully explained by Swamiji. We will see that also. Shaddha eva shiraha. Shaddha forms the head of this vijnanamaya atma. Now vijnanamaya is taken to be the self. Identity is with the self. The I now, I sense the identity has been shifted from manomaya to vijnanamaya. The manomaya is the kosha and vijnanamaya is the atma. Therefore, shaddha eva shiraha. The faith forms a shaddha. This way, the shaddha is the head of this vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya atma. Ritam dakshinav pakshaha. Ritam dakshinav pakshaha. Ritam. Okay. Ritam is always what? Right knowledge. Correct knowledge. Right understanding is it meant by the word ritam? The right understanding of the meanings or the words of the shastram, that is right, that is, that forms the right wing of the vijnanamaya kosha, vijnanamaya atma, sorry, not kosha. Satyam uttarav pakshaha. Satyam, ritam and satyam always come together. Satyam uttarav pakshaha. So satyam and ritam mean the same, but here right understanding is ritam. And the truthfulness, the value of truthfulness is satyam. Satyam, the truthfulness forms the left wing of this vijnanamaya atma. Yoga atma. Yoga atma. Visarga goes because of the sandhi rule. Yoga atma. So yoga here means the focused attention. Very beautiful. Yoga, the focused attention, or you can say the concentration, forms the trunk of this vijnanamaya atma. Why these are mentioned as rutam, satyam, shaddha, and focused attention are said to be the wings of vijnanamaya atma? Because Shankaracharya is going to explain later on. I'll tell you. Mahapucham pratishtha. Mahaha. See, Mahaha, Hiranyagarbha himself. Hiranyagarbha, Mahaha means Hiranyagarbha himself. Hiranyagarbha is the pucham, the tail part, which is the support. Why? Because Hiranyagarbha is omniscient. Hiranyagarbha symbolizes omniscience. I think in Durga Suktam I explained the meaning. Remember? Jata Vedase. I already explained. Jatam Jatam Veti iti Jata Vedaha. And Jataha Vedaha Yasma iti Jata Vedaha. Remember that meaning? So here Hiranyagarbha is a source of all knowledge here as Ishvara. Therefore, he is the Pratishtha here. Mahapucham Pratishtha. The source of all knowledge is Ishvara. That Ishvara, as Hiranyagarbha, is the Pratishtha, the support. Tadapyesha Sloko Bhavati. And so maha, the word Mahaha is used in the sense of, the word Mahaha can mean so many other things also. Do not get confused. In this context, in explaining, in presenting the Vijnanamaya as Atma, and analyzing Vijnanamaya, Mahaha means Hiranyagarbha. Tadapi eshaha shlokaha bhavati. Tadapi means tasmin vishye api. Tasmin vijnanamaye vishye api. Regarding this vijnanamaya also, there is a shlokaha. There is a rig mantra which is in place of vijnanamaya. Samasht vijnanamaya. Okay. So here, let me tell you one thing. Why these are the specifically, why vijnanamaya atma is said to be having shraddha, ritam, satyam and focus attention as the, and also Hiranyagarbha as the pucham, the tails of tail of this, the supportive tail of this vijnanamaya atma is Hiranyagarbha, because see, manomaya, Shankara Bhagavad Pada introduced Manomaya as Vedatma. Okay. All the words of the Vedashastram, the words of the Vedashastram are in the form of thoughts. Okay. All the Veda mantras consisting of words are in the form of thoughts only. The meanings are not there. The meanings of the words contained in the mantras, meanings of the words contained in the Veda mantras, name of thoughts, had to be analyzed. As I told you, there's a Veda Mimamsa. There's a method of analyzing. The proper method of analyzing. You have to analyze as a method. And certain rules are there. So, the human intellect is capable of analyzing the meaning, words of the meaning. The meanings of the words. And understanding the meanings. That's why it is said, the meanings of the words contained in the mantras, obtaining in the form of thoughts, the meanings are here in the form of vrittis here. So, of course, Vijnanamaya also is nothing but thoughts. Manamaya also is thoughts. The thought forms of Veda mantras constitute Manomaya. The meanings of thought forms of meanings of the Veda mantras are they constitute the Vijnanamaya. In the Manomaya is of Shabdaha, Manomaya Vrittirupa Shabdaha, then Vijnanamaya is the Artharupa Shabda. Artharupaha. Understand? The meanings of the Veda mantras also must be, when you analyze, the first meaning also, how do you get it? The meaning, you understand the meaning of words only in the form of thought. Then you talk about it, isn't it? You analyze the meaning, analyze the words, then arrive at the meaning of the words. And when you understand the meanings of the words, where do you understand? The mind only, intellect only. So you understand the meanings. So you, the meanings are also in the form of thoughts only. Words are in the form of thoughts. Meanings are in the form of thoughts. They're expressed only, they become words. So meanings of the mantras are here in the form of thoughts which constitute the Vijnanamayaha. Therefore, they said to be what? These are presented as the limbs of Vijnanamaya. Where the mantras are in the form of mind of Ishvara, the meanings of the words of mantras are in the form of intellect. Okay, we'll see here. Still vrittis only. Vritti means what? Even the subtlest matter, isn't it? Tasmadva etasmat ityadi purvavat. We'll see more about it again. Let me make it very clear. Ittasmadva etasmat ityadi purvavat. So he says that whatever the mantra is, tasmadva, tasmadva etasmat manomayat, that is like a purvavat. We have to understand the meaning from what has been given already. It is like the same before. Anyontara atma vijnanamayaha manomayasya abhyantaraha vijnanamayaha. So vijnanamayaha, now which is understood to be the atma, is internal to within the manomayaha, which has been negated as the kosha. Understand? Manomayasya abhyantaraha vijnanamayaha. So vijnanamayaha is the inner self. Vijnanamaya becomes the inner self, which is other than manomayaha, which has been now understood to be kosha. Manomaya is now kosha. Vijnanamaya is taken as the atma. Okay. So now Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully differentiates Vijnanamayaha from Manomayaha in his commentary. Why? Manomayaha also is nothing but thoughts, thought modifications. Vijnanamaya also is constituted of thoughts only. But how can I differentiate the thoughts? All are waves. How can I differentiate? Isn't it? All are thought forms only. The difference is in the like this. Manomayaha Vedatma Uktaha. Beautiful. He simply says the whole Manomaya can be said to be what? Vedatma. Atma, the Atma in the form of all the Vedas is Manomayaha. Understand? When you work the Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara, as the Mano, one who is the name of all the minds, we can invoke Ishvara as what? The one who is in the form of Vedatma, Vedas. Vedatma means the Ishvara in the form of Vedas is Mano, Vedatma. We forget, oh my God, we are analyzing our koshas or what? Yes, by way of helping us analyzing our own koshas, just to negate them as Anatma. By way of this, Upanishad also presents this beauty. I can see it. Vedatma, Bhagavan, see the reality which alone is manifest as the perennially eternal wisdom, Veda Shastram. So Vedatma, Bhagavan, so Hiranyagarbheshwara is the name of all the Vedas. All the Vedas are, that is why in every, anywhere you go, We have Veda now. Those days, Veda was not Dhamma for books. But nowadays, all the Veda mantras are available from books are kept together in a beautiful, nice, you know, glass box. Veda Bhagavan, Veda Ishwaraha, Veda Purushaha. We say we go and bow to them. We just bow to the Veda Shastram itself is what? Ishwara, knowledge. It's a manifest knowledge. That perennially eternal knowledge. Manifest is available in the form of words, now available in the form of printed form, isn't it? Therefore, we Veda Bhagavan, Veda Murtihi, we say, Veda Murti. So he says, Manomayaha Vedatma Uktaha. What does it mean? Manomaya has already been presented as the Veda Mantraha, Vedas. Manomaya is Vedatma. All the Vedas constitute Samashti Manaha Ishwara. Okay. Vedartha Vishaya Buddhihi. Now he's saying, okay, what is Manomayaha? Manomayaha consists of thought modifications, the content of which is nothing but Veda mantras. Now he says, the meaning of those Veda mantras are contained in the thought forms, thoughts which constitute Vijnanamayaha. Very beautiful. Vedartha Vishaya Buddhihi. Vedartha Vishaya Buddhihi. Vedartha Vishaya Buddhi means the Buddhi consisting of the knowledge of the Buddhi consists of thoughts pertaining to the meaning of the Veda mantras. The knowledge of the meaning of Veda mantras. Vedartha Vishaya Buddhihi. And this knowledge of the meaning of the Veda mantras also, Veda Atma, Vedartha Vishaya Buddhihi. Nischayatmika Vijnanam. So Vedartha Vishaya Buddhihi Nischayatmika Vijnanam. Nischayatmika Vijnanam means what? The clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of the meanings of the words of the Veda Shastram. Obtaining in the form of thoughts constitute Vijnanamayaha. So Vijnanamayaha is also consists of what? Thoughts. And the object that the thoughts contain what? Meanings. The knowledge of the meanings of the words of the Vedas. Vedartha Vishaya Buddhihi Nischayatmika Vijnanam. Nischayatmika Vijnanam. Words are in the Manomaya, meanings of the words are in the Vijnanamaya. So clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of the meaning of the mantras, Veda mantras, is what? Vedartha Vishaya Buddhihi Nischayatmika Vijnanam. Okay. Now he explains why. See, Antahkaranam means what? Bahya Karanani 5. Okay. Antahkaranam is one. Isn't it? Antahkaranam. Internal instrument of knowledge. The Antahkaranam alone is understood in three forms. As Manaha, Buddhihi. But here, as Manomaya, విజ్ఞానమయ అండ్ ఆనందమయ. మనహ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ అంతఃకరణం ఇస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఇన్ త్రీ ఫార్మ్స్ యాజ్ మనోమయ, విజ్ఞానమయ అండ్ ఆనందమయ. సో హియర్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద జాబ్ ఆఫ్ అంతః కియర్ విజ్ఞానమయ హియర్ అధ్యవసాయ లక్షణం అంతఃకరణస్య ధర్మ. If you see how we understand antakaranam, if you understand antakaranam to be of three aspects, one antakaranam is of three aspects. The first we can say the power of knowing, the power of doing. The power of knowing, the power of doing is in the form of vijnanamaya. That's why karta, we can say karta and also jnata. The vijnanamaya is a karta and a jnata. Knower and doer is vijnanamaya. The power of the knower, power of the doer is in the form of vijnanamaya. We can say kartrushaktihi. Then what about antakaranam in the form of mind? The mind, the power obtaining in the form of knowing, as the means of knowing. The power in the form of the means of knowing is manomayaha. The power in the form of knower doer is vijnanamayaha. The power obtaining in the form of the means of knowing is manomayaha. This is a karana shaktihi. Then the power in the form of being able to enjoy, the power in the form of enjoyment. The power because of the enjoyment is possible, that is said to be bhoktru shaktihi. This is anandamayaha. So one antahkarnam alone is constituted of three powers. All powers are what? All powers are here. The power of knower's power, the power in the form of knower, the power in the form of the means of knowing, the power in the form of enjoyment. It is not possible. Being a means is not possible. Knowing is not possible. Even doing, knowing anything is nothing is possible. Therefore, one antakaranam alone is in the form of the three powers are there in the form of three aspects of antakaranam. As kartru shakti, bhoktru shakti, as bhoktru shakti, kartru shakti, and also jnatru shakti. Jnatru shakti, kartru shakti is vijnanamaya. Bhoktru shakti is anandamaya. And karana shakti is manomaya. Understand? It's additional information for you. Therefore, here he wants to make it very clear. So let us not forget, manomaya consists of thoughts having Veda mantras, only mantras. But the meanings of the clear, doubtful, ascertained meaning of the words of the knowledge of the doubtful knowledge of the meanings of the words form the thoughts of the vijnanamaya. తచ్చ అధ్యవసాయ లక్షణం అంతఃకరణస్య ధర్మ. అధ్యవసాయ, అధ్యవసాయ మీన్స్ వాట్? వ్యవసాయాత్మిక బుద్ధి రేంబరి సేమ్ వ్యవసాయ దర్ హెవిస్ అధ్యవసాయ. వ్యవసాయ, అధ్యవసాయ మీన్స్ ద సేమ్ యాక్చువల్లీ. Adhyavasayaha itself means doubt-free, clear, unshakable, ascertained knowledge is adhyavasayaha, ascertained meaning. Clear, doubt-free, ascertained meaning is adhyavasayaha. And adhyavasaya lakshanam antahkaranasya dharmaha. So, here what is the function of the thought forms which constitute the intellect? Function of the thought form which constitute the intellect is having this thought forms is being in the form of clear ascertained meaning of the mantras. So, in fact, doubt-free, clear understanding of anything is intellect only, not only the mantras. Clear understanding is there. Doubt-free understanding is there. No, this I cannot, no, this, no, doubtful knowledge is there. Means that's antakarna. That is a buddhi. Adhyavasaya lakshanam antahkarnasya dharmaha. This is the attribute of the antahkarnam. Attribute means what? This is how the intellect functions. The function of the vritti is what? Antahkarnasya dharmaha. The function of the vrittis which form the buddhi is in the form of the doubt-free ascertained meaning. Okay. Tanmayaha. Tanmayaha means the buddhi consisting of thoughts are saturated with that ascertained knowledge. Tanmayaha. So this vijnanamayaha, otherwise said to be buddhi, consists of thoughts saturated with doubt-free ascertained knowledge. Tanmayaha nischaya vijnanaihi pramana swarupaihi nirvartitaha atma vijnanamayaha. So tanmayaha is explained again further. What is tanmayaha? Nischaya vijnanaihi pramana swarupaihi nirvartitaha atma vijnanamayaha. Very beautiful. So this vijnanamaya atma, this vijnanamayaha, otherwise the buddhi consisting of thoughts, now taken to be atma, is nothing but vijnanamayaha. Thoughts having the clear, doubt-free, ascertained meanings, obtaining of thoughts, and this meaning arrived at through proper pramanam. Accomplished through proper pramanam alone is said to be vijnanamayaha. So vijnanamayaha is nothing but that which is constituted of, consisting of thoughts, thought forms of the ascertained, doubt-free, clear meanings of the words of the Shastram, arrived through the Pramanam, accomplished through Pramanam. Means valid means of knowledge. So vijnana nischaya vijnanaihi pramana swarupaihi. Why pramana swarupam? See, nischaya vijnana means doubt-free knowledge. This doubt-free clear knowledge nirvartitaha. Okay, nischaya vijnana nirvartitaha. So vijnanamayaha consists of thoughts of ascertained knowledge, accomplished, attained through, arrived at through through the valid means of knowledge. So, pramana swarupaihi, nischaya vijnanaihi, pramana swarupaihi, nirvartitaha, atma vijnanamayaha. Pramana vijnana purvakaha hi yajnadihi tayate. So she explains again further. Pramana vijnana purvakaha hi yajnadihi tayate. See, yajna etc. All rituals, okay, yajna etc. is performed indeed based on the knowledge attained through the pramanam. So pramana vijnana purvakahahi yajnadihi tayate. All the yajna adihi means what? All vaidika karmani, all vedic rituals, all vedic ritual etc. is performed. Any ritual pertinent to Veda is performed only with the proper understanding of the meaning of the mantras, and which are the valid means of knowledge, which are the pramanam. What is the basis on which we perform a certain ritual? You can't do anything as you want. Any ritual is performed means that must have some, okay, this ritual I'm performing. Means, okay, where is it said? Who asked to perform this ritual? How do you perform it? Oh, I got all the details from Vedashastram. We don't know Veda, so at least Vedic scholars are there, they must know. That's why nowadays, Bhagavan only has to protect us. We don't know anything. That's why yajnadhi katham tayate. Yajnaha katham tayate yajnaha. Any ritual is performed how? Pramana vijnana purvakaha. So before even purvameva, yajnadi karana purvameva, before even performing the ritual, the person who performs the ritual, yajamanaha, or even, yesterday we saw that, no? Yajamanaha yajakaha. I told the difference between yajamanaha and yajakaha. Yajamanaha is the one who pays money and then who organizes the ritual, the worshipper. And for whose sake sankalpa is done. But who is the one who conducts the whole thing for the yajamana? He is yajakaha. Isn't it? Yesterday I told the difference. So yajakaha performs the ritual for the yajamana's sake. Yajamana is the one who pays money. And for sankalpa is for his well-being. But yajakaha, one who receives this the dakshina, the priest yajakaha, must have what? Pramana vijnanam. So pramana vijnana purvakaha yajnadihi tayate. Any ritual etc. is performed only having understood the meaning of the words from the Shastram as the pramanam. So before understanding the meaning of the mantras, no yajaka can perform any ritual. Yajnyadi hetuttam cha vakshyati shlokena. Therefore, we're going to see the shlok later on. Yajnyadi hetuttam cha vakshyati. Which means, it is the vijnanamayaha. It is the vijnanamaya atma. It is vijnanamaya atma, which is the source of knowledge. It is the only source of vijnanamayaha. Atma is the source of knowledge of all the Veda mantras, which back the performance of all rituals, which are the basis for the performance of all rituals. Yajnadi hetuttam cha vakshyati. Vijnanamayaha alone has this unique status of being the cause, the source of knowledge. The source of knowledge behind
the permanence of all rituals.
Very beautiful, isn't it? That's why we respect Vedic rituals.
It's not simply performed. Vaidikam karma is performed means, of course, it is the instruction of Bhagavan, it's a teaching of the Shastram. Any Vaidikam karma, Vedic ritual, is based on the knowledge one has gained from the Shastra Pramanam. So Yajnadi Hetuttam Cha Vakshyati. So this Vijnanamaya has this unique greatness, status of being the only source of knowledge, which is the basis for the permanence of all rituals. Yajnadi Hetuttam Cha Vakshyati Shlokena. So this Vijnanamaya, having the status of being the unique source of knowledge behind all the rituals, is going to be explained in the Rig Mantra. Okay? So Rig Mantra is going to come later. Therefore, now what is the understanding now? If the knowledge without, it is the knowledge which enables a person to do things. Therefore, the knowledge of the meanings of the mantras enables a person to be the performer of the rituals, isn't it? Therefore, Vijnanamaya alone is said to be the karta. Vijnanamaya alone is the karta. The kartrutvam is possible because of the Vijnanamaya. Okay. Nishchaya Vijnanavataha hi kartavyeshu artheshu puram shaddha utpadyate. Very nice. Nishchaya Vijnanavataha. Nishchaya Vijnanavan means what? The person of clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge is Nischaya Vijnanavan. Vijnanavan itself is enough. Vijnanavan means the person of knowledge. Nischaya Vijnanavan means the person of clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of what should be done, how it should be done, etc. We are not talking about Atmajnanam. We are talking about the knowledge of the words and the knowledge of the meaning of the words. We have to have both, isn't it? Knowledge of the words, knowledge of the meanings of the words. If a person has, the person can have what? The clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of what is to be done. Nischaya Vijnanavan, Nischaya Vijnanavataha hi kartavyeshu artheshu puram shaddha utpadyate. Who can have shaddha? Shaddha kasya utpadyate. Shaddha, the faith, first of all, rises. The faith can rise, the faith definitely rises. Before even kartavyeshu artheshu purvam shaddha utpadyate. When a person has faith in the Shastram, hadis the Shastram, understands the words, understands the meanings of the words, then because shaddha, and he has shaddha in it, therefore he can perform the ritual. Even the karmakanda, isn't it? So shaddha in performing any ritual rises. Before he performs the rituals. So, kartavyeshu artheshu. Kartavyani artani means what? Kartavyeshu artheshu means the kartavyani, to be done.
choicelessly to be done. Or no, nitya karmani naimittika karmani kartavyani. Nitya naimittika karmani kartavyani. So the person has shraddha. The shraddha rises for a person who has clear doctrine, ascertained knowledge in following his nitya naimittika karmas. Kartavyeshu arteshu kartavyeshvarteshu puram shraddha utpadyate nitya vijnanavataha. Only a person who has clear understanding, doubtful understanding, only for him shraddha rises first in all the karmas which have to be performed, the prescribed duties. Others have to be nitya naimittika karmani, which should be done. No choice. Nitya naimittika karmani means the prescribed duties. Shraddha rises on the part of a person who has clear understanding in prescribed duties in terms of nitya karmani, naimittika karmani. Shraddha does not come later on. Okay, even before doing, the person should have shraddha. Only then it will be effective. Sa sarva kartavyanam prathamyat shiraha iva shiraha. It said why shraddha is here imagined as the head of the vijnanamaya atma. Because he says sarva kartavyanam prathamyat. The shraddha has the status of having the priority, being the first of all the duties to be done, all the rituals to be performed. Sarva kartavyanam, whatever has to be done, even in mundane life also, whatever has to be done, it is possible for one to do anything only if a person has shraddha, in faith in what he is doing, isn't it? Therefore, sarva kartavyanam prathamyam asti shraddhayah. Prathamyam means what? Being the first. Without shraddha is something which is necessary primarily. Therefore, as shraddha has the status of being, instead of having the priority, being the primary necessity of all the rituals you performed, of all the actions to be done, shraddha is said to be looked upon as the head of the vijnanamaya atma. Is it clear? Whichever ritual you perform, just because our astrologer tells, go there, meet this person and do this ritual, because astrologer tells me, I have no shraddha, you know, I want to get rid of my problems, let me go and do it. If I do it, that's not shraddha, isn't it? The shraddha purvakam sasyat karma, any karma you do must be performed with the shraddha. Your prayer, your worship, shraddha must be there. You must have shraddha in your prayer, shraddha in your worship, shraddha in anything you do. No shraddha, but I perform puja. No shraddha, I do prayer. No shraddha, I do parayanam. It won't work. Shraddha first, then you do, you'll see the benefit. Without shraddha, what can you do? That's why the shraddha itself is born of only vijnanavataha. Nischa vijnanavan alone can have shraddha. Nischa vijnanavan, the person who has clear, doubt-free understanding of what worship is, what prayer is, how efficacious it is, how significant it is, that one must have a clear understanding. Then the person will have shraddha. The shraddha is there, and he can, with the focus, then he can do it, isn't it? That's why it's very important here. That's why Shraddha is said to be forming the head of the Vijnanamaya Atma. Okay. Ritas Satye Yathakyate Eva. Ritas Satye means what? Ritam cha Satyam cha Ritas Satye. Dual word. Palam Pale Palani. Like that. Ritam cha Satyam cha Ritas Satyam. Ritasatye, not Ritasatye, Ritasatye. Ritancha, Satyancha, Ritasatye. Ritam and Satyam, both words literally mean the same as truth, but here understood as what? The right understanding of the right knowledge of the meanings and the words and the truthfulness. Yatha vyakhyate eva. Already they have been, Ritam and Satyam have been already explained when? Satyam Vadishyami, Ritam Vadishyami, Satyam Vadishyami. There itself they have been explained, isn't it? So Ritam Ruta Satye, Yatha Vyakhyate Eva. Ritam and Satyam are nothing but already the meanings have been already explained. Now, of course, one understanding must be right understanding, and it's not enough. And the one's behavior, whatever one does, must be in keeping with one's understanding, right understanding. What I do, what I speak, what I think must be in keeping with my right understanding. Now, what is Satyam? Okay. Yogaha. Yogaha is stealing, pulling a shabdaha. Yuktihi is Thilinga Shabda. Yoga Atma. Upanishad word is what? Yogaha. Yuktihi. See, Yuktihi also means reasoning, isn't it? But here, Yogaha Pullinga Shabda. Yuktihi is Thilinga Shabda. That's the only thing. Yuktihi means Samadhanam. Yogaha Yuktihi Samadhanam. Samadhanam means what? Atma Iva Atma. First, before that, Yogaha Samadhana means focused attention. Yogaha is equal to Yuktihi. Yuktihi is equal to Samadhanam. Samadhana means concentration, focused attention, distraction free focused attention. Why? Without focused attention, nothing can be accomplished. If attention is not focused in what one has to do, then it is of no use. There was Samadhanam, that forms a trunk. Focus must be there. Yogaha Yuktihi is equal to Samadhanam. Atma Iva Atma. This Vijnanamayaha is like the Atma. Atmavataha hi yuktasya samadhanavataha angani iva. See, Shankaracharya explains here before I go to next sentence. Samadhanam, he says atma iva atma. What does it mean? Atma iva atma means what? Atma, Atmavan also means Yuktaha. Atmavan means, here he says Yuktavan. So Yogaha, in familiar is Yuktihi. The meaning of these two words were Samadhanam, focus, attention. Samadhanam, he also says Atma, Iva Atma. So, Atma also means what now? The focused mind. So, Atmavan, Atma itself means mind. The focused mind, please be careful. Atma also means focused mind here. And the focused attention is Atma. Atmavan is the one who has focused attention. please make a note, be very careful. The word Atma in this context is focused attention. Atmavan is the one who has focused attention. Atmavataha hi yuktasya samadhanavataha. All three words mean the same. Atmavan is the one person of focused attention. Yuktaha, person of focused attention. Samadhanavataha. Samadhanavataha also. Samadhanavan. One who has samadhanam. One who has focused attention. Yuktaha, the one who has focused attention. Atmavan, one who has focused attention. So yuktaha sometimes means the integrated minded, the one whose thought, word and deed are in alignment, he is also yuktaha. Such a person is what? The person of focused attention. Atmavan, yuktaha, samadhanavan, tasya. So atmavataha yukta samadhanavataha shaddhadini angani iva. So the one who has the focus attention, for him the shaddha etc., shaddha, the faith in the shastram and the right understanding of the teachings of the shastram and the implemented right understanding of the knowledge etc. are like shaddha. This ritam, satyam, shaddha all are like the limbs. Shaddhadini angani iva. Yatharta pratipatti kshamani bhavanti. Yatharta pratipatti means, again, understanding things as they are. Yatharta pratipatti. Yatharta pratipatti. Kshamani. Yatharta pratipatti kshamam means that which enables a person have clear understanding. Atmavataha yuktasya samadhanavataha. All three words mean the same. Only for the person of focused attention, only for him, all these shaddha, this ritam, satyam, etc., which are like the anga, limbs, they become, kshamate means what? Becomes capable. Kshamate means becomes capable. Kshamani, they become capable. Kshamani bhavanti. Shaddhadini angani, kshamani bhavanti. All shaddha, etc., the limbs, etc., shaddha, etc., become capable of functioning as they should be. Yatharta pratipatti kshamani. How shaddha should function, how satyam should function, how, you know, ritam should function. So, yatharta pratipatti kshamani bhavanti. All limbs, in terms of shaddha, etc., become capable of functioning as they should be. Only for a person who has shraddha. Therefore, tasmat samadhanam yogaha atma vijnanamayasya. That is why samadhanam, the focused attention meant by the word yogaha, atma, is said to be trunk of the vijnanamayaha. So samadhanam atma eva atma. Samadhanam is like the trunk. Samadhanam is like the trunk. Therefore atma so the person so the vijnanamaya atma. The person who has such the focus attention, Samadhanam, the fourth coordination is very, very important. Therefore, it is presented as the trunk, the Atma, the central part of the Vijnanamayaha. So this focus attention is like the, not really the central part, like the central part. Mahapuchyam Pratishtha. Maha iti Mahatvam Prathamajam. Why Brahma is said to be Mahat Puchyam. Here Hiranyagarbha is said to be the Puchyam, the lower part, the tail of the, supportive tail of the Vijnanamaya Atma. And here, why Maha? Mahatvam. Maha iti Mahatattvam. Mahatattvam. Mahatattvam samashti buddhihi. Mahatattvam, the cosmic mind, the total mind. Mahatattvam. Mahatattvam is what? Prathamajam. Mahatattvam means, why Mahatattvam? Samashti buddhi be Mahatattvam. Because first born. The great truth, it is mean, because it is said to be the truth first manifested as what? First as knowledge, therefore it's called Mahatattvam. The word Parthamajam, first born. Mahat Yaksham Prathamajam Veda. Mahatattvam, sorry, Mahadyaksham Prathamajam Veda. So he quotes another Vedic statement. It is Shrutyantarat, from another Shruti statement, Prahadaranyaka Upanishad. We understand Mahadyaksham Prathamajam Veda. Mahadyaksham Prathamajam. So here Hiranyagarbha. Otherwise, revealed as Brahma, personified as forehead. Bha, I don't want to remind you of the forehead now. By saying, I'm reminding you. Hiranyagarbha is the firstborn. Therefore, he said to be what now? The great Mahatattvam. First and the foremost of the manifestations is the manifestation of the truth. Great to the first, Mahatattvam, Prathamajam is Mahaha. Other statement also, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also supports this. Mahadyaksham Prathamajam Veda. Mahadyakshaha, Mahadyaksham Veda. So in the context of meditation, it is said, one who meditates upon Hiranyagarbha. And who is this? Mahadyaksha means the most revered. The most revered, the most honored, the most worshipful is Mahadyaksham. Vipratamajam, the firstborn. So this, what does it mean? So Mahat here means Hiranyagarbha. What is Hiranyagarbha? The totality of intellects. Samashti buddhihi. Okay, we'll stop here. It's time now. Okay. See you later on. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.